At the heart of this lies a two-stage approach. First, you need to analyze the nature of the disruption, and then you need to identify what actions to take. Analysis involves thinking about several key questions. Is the disruption urgent? Is this something that I need to deal with myself? What are the possible impacts on the business? Actions are the strategies that you can use to control and avoid disruptions. There is no set list of these, but over time, you will develop certain actions that you find work well for you. Actions may include things like telling people to come back later, redirecting your phone calls while you are in a meeting, learning to say no to unreasonable requests. So remember, first analyze, then take action. You may want to look back at the urgent, important model that we introduced earlier.